Well, those are the sounds of tractors taking over Auckland's Queen Street during the nationwide farmers' protest just last Friday. But an organiser says they are still unsure if the government is actually listening to their demands and warns more action will be taken. More than 50 protests were held around the country rallying against new farming regulations and taxes on utes. Groundswell New Zealand has given the government a month to listen and work towards an acceptable outcome. Bryce McKenzie is the group's lead coordinator and joins us now. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning, Karen. How are you today?
Very well. Now, what is a concrete measure, some sort of a gesture from the government, if you like, that shows that would show they are listening?
Well, first of all, we'd like to think that they would actually start talking to us or to other farming groups, just to acknowledge that they've heard what we're saying and that they're going to do something about it. I guess that would be a good start.
Problem is, though, isn't it, with something like climate change and emissions, we know half of the country's emissions effectively come from agriculture. We know this has been a problem. Farmers first started protesting this in 2003. I remember the fart tax. And you haven't gone into the emissions trading scheme, which started in 2008 yet. I mean, is there any really much room for a complaint there?
Well, the protest wasn't about anything to do with the emissions. The protest was to do with unworkable regulations, to do with other things, and mostly SNAs, which will possibly impact even on urban people. They just haven't found that out yet, just like a lot of the rural people haven't. And also on how we implement freshwater regulations, which down at this end of the country, they're just not workable. I mean, we're told what dates we've got to have our crops sown by, and it just doesn't work down here. I don't think many urban people would be happy if the government was telling them when they've got to have...
No, I understand. And look, I know farmers are being asked to make a lot of transitions here on a number of issues, including climate, ute taxes and all this sort of thing. Well, let's talk about water, because you raised that. Mm-hmm. Again, the government has brought in water controls, but they're nowhere near as strong as many environmentalists would like. And in fact, they have not brought in the toughest rule, which would be the determined bottom line on nutrients in water. So, again, where's the complaint there?
Okay, well, the thing about it is I'm a member, a founding member of a water care group that had a river that was deemed to be one of the worst rivers in Otago. Now, that was 2014 we got started. Now, we've turned that river around by getting buy-in from everybody along that river. So there's other ways of doing these things rather than regulation, and some of those regulations are not fit for purpose.
And what sort of water quality are you getting? Because you'd be aware there's a growing debate about nitrates in water, the level of nitrates in water. Are you able to get that to a level that you feel comfortable with?
Well, I know it depends what you feel comfortable with. I mean, there's a lot of science fighting that either way. I think the accepted standard is about 0.6. Well, yes, we can meet that. On most occasions, occasionally you get flushed for various reasons, but yes, we can meet those standards. So it depends where those levels are set, and the science behind it. All we're saying is we want this done scientifically, not just a figure that's plucked out of the air because of some activist group that says that's what it should be.
Well, these aren't activist groups, are they? There's the World Health Organization. There's various scientific studies that have been done, looked at nitrogen and nitrates. I guess what the point is here is that the government is arguing that it feels, simply on the issues of things like water and climate, the farmers have had a long time to do this stuff. And yes, I can understand you are clearly making some progress in your area. That's fantastic. But the overall effort is simply not moving fast enough to transition away. And the implications are that in the future, your own exports could suffer, because we're seeing countries such as the US talking about carbon taxes on countries that don't have strong environmental records.
Yeah, that's possibly right. But when you take it all into context, I mean, New Zealand itself contributes 0.17% of the world's emissions. So by penalising farmers against possibly...
But it's penalising New Zealand, isn't it? I mean, if we just say, oh, we're not doing it much, so therefore we shouldn't bother, those other countries will penalise us in terms of our exports. They'll look at us as a laggard and will suffer, putting aside the moral argument?
Well, I'm not sure that that's actually the case. That's what we're being told, and we're also being told that we'll get more for our products. Well, if that's the case, then people in New Zealand are going to pay more for them as well. So, I mean, they've got to take that into consideration also.
Bryce, it's fascinating stuff. It's well, it's good that the debate is being had, as they say. Bryce McKenzie, appreciate your time. Group leader, coordinator for the Groundswell Movement, which says it hasn't given up yet on protesting issues to do with farming in New Zealand.